Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jason Wetzel and Lynn Pryor, the creative genius of the Gilbert Theater. Welcome, Lynn. What do we have tonight?
Well, I have been rummaging through our huge scrapbook. Now, last week, you came bearing gifts. Stacks of boxes, archival boxes, ones that are acid-free, and along with acid-free paper. And my instruction was, from now on, I can tear apart that.
Yes.
Take apart very carefully. Take apart that huge old scrapbook. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Taking out the photographs and the programs, and the snapshots and all of that, and the press releases and all that, very carefully, as much as best as I can. And they're going to go into these archival boxes, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And they'll be in good shape for years and years and years.
That will help preserve them until we can digitize them in another year.
I see. So about 100 years from now, people can go through those boxes and, right?
100 years from now, stop and think what 100 years will do to paper. Even with acid-free paper, they will be preserved. They will be there. But that's one of the reasons we want to digitize them.
I see. I see.
Because no matter how, all those programs and papers have an acid in them,
it's already there, so they're going to deteriorate. Anyway, we're going to do the best we can to preserve them.
Right.
Get it digitized. Well, I'm having this wonderful time going down memory lane once again this week, and I chose two plays to talk about in particular. One was one of the most powerful plays we ever did. It's called Dutchman by Leroy Jones or Baraka. Was it part of an evening of one acts? Gilbert Theatre presents an evening of two one acts, Dutchman by Leroy Jones, Mary Baraka, and A Woman of Search in Search of by Olivia Green. That was one of our many original works that we did. But this first one act, directed by Marcella Casals and starring her husband, Rene Minifee. This was in the 97-98 season. Down on the little tiny stage, we turned that tiny stage into a subway car.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the poles and the benches in a modest way, but enough to suggest very clearly what it was. And I have to tell you this, that one of my friends who directed our very first play that I talked about some weeks ago, A Potpourri, our opening night in 94-95, Matt Bullock, he told me that when he went to Juilliard, he directed Dutchman. And he said, you're looking at photos right now, aren't you, of the people who stood holding the poles, and while the drama's going on with Lula and Clay, we'll get to that story in a minute. People are standing there reading their papers and so on, but Matt told me that when he did it at Juilliard, riders on the streetcar were Robin Williams and Christopher Reeve. They were all at Juilliard at the same time. Well, I'm sure that was a superb performance. Well, I can't think it was any better than this one.
Mm-hmm.
Marcella played Lula, and Renee played Clay. When the curtain lights go up, Clay is in the streetcar, sitting there, reading, minding his own business. He is in a suit. He's going to a party. This is in the 60s, but he is very proper. And Lula comes in and sits next to him. And there starts an incredible story of she's in a low-cut dress. She is just an outrageous person. but been a long time since I read the play or saw it, but there's seduction going on. But gradually, she begins to ridicule him, and nobody standing there does anything about it. And finally, this duel goes on, she murders him, stabs him, and then asks for help from some of the standers, the riders, to help push him out onto the tracks. It's a very well known play, very much well respected play, and we certainly, I like to think, did a wonderful job.
And before us, there's a series of about 9 very well done photographs of that set and the actors and actors.
And you can see how the selection is. Here he is with Renee, with Clay, with his arm around her, and the other passengers not paying any attention. You know how it is in the city. Mm-hmm. People don't want to make eye contact. They want to just read their paper or just simply get someplace as fast as they can. And then she begins to make fun of him and climb around on the seat and so on, and behaving in an outrageous way. He doesn't know what's coming, but eventually he loses his life. So it was Leroy Jones wanted to, this kind of thing goes on to this day. You know, all the black people that are being shot and murdered and so on. So here, all these years later, 50 years later, we still are dealing with some of these same things. But it takes a story like this, theatrically done, to really bring home the inhumanity of this woman, how she taunted him and made fun of him and ultimately killed him, and was evidently going to, not evidently, but going to get away with it for sure. So I'm so proud of that play. This wonderful program with Marcella's wonderful introduction, a word about the title she writes and so on, will go in these archival boxes for all time.
Yes.
All right. Then, you know, we have over the years done some wonderful children's plays work here. And this, again, Marcella's name comes up, directing A Winter Thing. Gilbert Theatre presents Winter Thing by Joan Aiken. She's an English writer of children's books. And she wrote at least this one play, a dramatic play for children and adolescents. And this is a play that we did in the garden May, June of 98. And here, the things I found in the scrapbook were so interesting. It's a fantasy. It takes place on an island off the coast of Scotland. It's the most one of the most elaborate things we did, Jason, out there. We built a thatched hut.
Oh.
And look at these photos. We had wonderful cast. It included one of our longtime actresses, Shirley Swanger. But here, let's look at these photos.
Now Lynn's laying these photos out here. This is a magnificent scene. An actual thatched hut.
And a lot of the
actors. Is this on the stage or in the garden?
In the garden, huh? But there you get the full view of it.
Oh my word.
And so these children, I wish I could remember the story better. But here's what it says about the author. Joan Aiken, best known in a dozen countries for her mystery thrillers, has published nearly a score of books for adults and juveniles alike. Daughter of the poet Conrad Aiken and sister of two professional writers, she was born in England and began writing at the age of 5, because, as she says, writing is just the family trade. Joan Aiken wrote Winter Thing when both her son and daughter became engaged in educational theater workshop activities. Recently, her interest has become more and more involved by the possibilities of children's drama. She lives in Sussex, England, where in addition to writing, She paints, gardens, and collects 19th century children's literature. Oh, I'd love to see her. Being a children's librarian, I'd love to see her collection. But this was done so well. Here you're seeing these sketches for the thatched cottage, Jason. And
very elaborate. The cottage.
It was an elaborate set. Others in the cast. Let's see who they were. Kerry Adams, David Gush. Oh, David. Carly Dawson. So this is 15, let's see, 17, 18 years ago. So these kids are probably in their late 20s and early 30s now. Thomas Dieter, Shirley Swanger, Robbie, husband and wife, Robbie and Tom Salak, Chatham Dawson. So Carly and Chatham are both in this. I used to see them, but they're finished with college now, I know, and so on. These garden shows, I'm telling you, were just magic. And that was the thing that bothered me when we had to leave here. That was the thing that bothered me the most, leaving the garden shows. In fact, there was a time when I tried to get zoning changed so that we could continue to do the outdoor shows, but it didn't work out. Here's what the card said. Let's see what this says. Winter Thing by Joan Aiken, a dramatic play for children and adolescents. It says, bring a picnic lunch and enjoy before the show. Bring your food, drinks, blankets, and folding chairs as early as 5 p.m. This is May 30th on the 1998, wasn't it? At 6 o'clock. And then we had rain dates. We always had to rain dates because we had so much rain out there, it seems like. All we had to do was something outside when it would rain. Then it tells how to get your tickets and all that. So this was, and here's something we found. I found in the Observer, Haymont, Gilbert Theater in Haymont. The free performances as held in the basement or garden of Lynn Pryor's home. In Haymont, seats are free and by reservation. The Gilbert is a cozy place to see theater and a rare outlet for original works by local playwrights. Charm might be its middle name.
Ah.
Call this number for information.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that nice?
Charm.
Now here, this is an interesting photo. This shows the cast of Winter Thing in our little dressing room downstairs. But here you can see the mirror with the lights around it, and to your right the costumes and props, and then we have photographs, posters from other shows and all kinds of things.
Who did the props?
Martha Sisson did a lot of them.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so there is one of our children's plays. The ones we did were Charlie Brown the musical. We did adaptations of Marilyn Sachs, another wonderful children's author, and adaptations. We'll get to those and talk about those in length. But here we have a very, very brutal adult play on themes that are all too common in our list, I observe, and then our work with children. So, any questions?
That was a good balance. So the designer, the set designer, should be really,
yeah,
extra applause.
Well, I'm very, very proud of it.
And how were these received?
Yeah, beautifully.
Good.
Here's something else I found, Jason.
What do we have?
In the scrapbook. It's a Gilbert quiz. We used to have something called the Gilbert Gathering once a year. At the end of the season, we would gather in the backyard and have a wonderful party with food and entertainment. And one year I was brought in with Nubian bearers in a sedan chair on poles on these Nubians' shoulders, sitting in that sedan chair with kind of a turban on. Anyway, it was great fun. But we had a quiz one year, and this is summer of 98. You just have to look at these questions. Now, next week, we're going to be talking about Spoon River Anthology during the stories time. Name the first Gilbert show to be reviewed in the Observer Times. Well, that was Spoon River Anthology. See, for the first, quite a few first years, we were not reviewed, but I was so glad when we were finally reviewed. Number two, which fruit are you likely not to see Marcella Casals eating in the foreseeable future? And the answer was apples, because she was in a play where she had to eat a lot of apples. Number three, the garden fantasy Winter Thing is set in what foreign country? Scotland. Name the local playwright who wrote this season's one act, A Woman in Search Of. And that was the wonderful Olivia Green. Number five, the Gilbert Theater sent what original play to the North Carolina Theater Conference Community Theater Competition last November? And that was Friendly Fire, that we talked about some weeks ago, didn't we? Number six, name the actress who has appeared in more Gilbert shows than any other person, actress. Rhonda Brocky, whom we just had in our show. Number seven, name the actress who played a woman of easy virtue in Spoon River Anthology. That was Laurel Shea. Number eight, since this was the banner year for the use of the F word in local theater, test your memory on the following. A, what well-known artistic director used the F word in a well-received play last fall? And that was Bo Thorpe. B, what talented mother of two Gilbert regulars shocked audiences with the frequent use of the F word in recent plays? Rhonda Brocky. This seems to be an evening of everything about Rhonda.
Rhonda.
What artistic director sent some Bible belters scurrying to the exit with his F-word curtain story? Clue, David Mamet plays a part. Well, that was yours truly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I wasn't run off. Number nine, including the 98-99 season opener, The Club, the Gilbert Theater has presented how many staged plays in its four-year history? Well, by that year, it had been 21.
Very good.
Number 19, which 1998-99 play will represent the Gilbert at the North Carolina Theater Conference Community Theater Competition in Lenoir in November? And that answer, Dutchman.
Hey!